All right, the scouting combine continues. We have a surprise for our guest, Albert Breer. I'm going to ask you a question you never saw coming. What's going to happen at quarterback?
Oh, everything's going to be dictated on what happens with Kirk Cousins, I think. You know, and that's really the feel that you've got in the last few days here. I think the Vikings are very much in it, as are the Jets and the Broncos. And, you know, I know that each of those teams was able to make an impression on his camp over the course of the last few days here. In Indianapolis, and so, you know, the Vikings are in such a unique situation because they had three quarterbacks on their roster that have all produced for them and have a history with them, and Case and Teddy and Sam, and all three of them are up. And so, obviously, you know, there's some decisions to be made at that position, and a lot of their decision making is going to be dictated on what happens with Kirk.
And if you look at it from the other way around, not a team going after a player, but where a player goes, how do you feel about the situation that Minnesota is for a quarterback?
Oh, there's no question. It's a really good one. You know, and I think the way you have to look at it, if you want to look at the three teams that have really been in the thick of this, Denver, I think, is probably closer to the end of a championship window, if it's not closed yet. The Jets may be at the beginning of one, but you're projecting a little bit there, you know, and that they believe they're a year or two away from really being, you know, competitive with anyone. You know, but a lot of things have to happen for them to get there still, whereas, you know, the Vikings are sort of in the middle of a window.
Yeah.
And with all the young talent in the team, they've invested in the offensive line. Obviously, that was a major problem for them in 2016, and, you know, signing guys like Remmers and Reef really worked out for them. And they've got skill position talent. Dalvin Cook coming back off the ACL, Kyle Rudolph, and two good young receivers, and Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. And so it's an outstanding situation. I think, you know, what's going to really be the deciding factor for the Vikings in the Cousins sweepstakes is going to be how far are they willing to go to get him, and can they convince him that you're our guy, you're somebody we want to build around for the next 5 years. Something that he felt like he never really got in Washington, and I know it's something that he wants wherever he goes next, where there's really a belief in him as a player.
Yeah. You've covered the league for a long time, so you know John DeFilippo. Yeah. We hired him as our offensive coordinator. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a look, you know, to be able to get him out of there. And obviously the timing worked out because Frank Reich leaves after the Super Bowl, and, you know, maybe the Vikings wouldn't have had a shot at him if the Frank Reich hire doesn't happen, if the Frank Reich hire happens earlier.
Right.
You know, maybe Flip gets promoted there, but certainly did great work with Carson Wentz, fantastic work with Nick Foles. And so, you know, his work at the most important position is right there on paper for you. You can see it. And so how does he project as a play caller? We'll see. You know, but he worked under a couple pretty aggressive guys, and Doug Peterson and Frank Reich the last couple of years. He's worked under good coaches. And whether it's Kirk Cousins, whether it's Case Keenum and Teddy Bridgewater, whether it's a rookie, whoever it is, I think they're going to benefit from having Flip as the coordinator. And the nice thing for the Vikings, too, is if they were to lose Flip in a year or two, if Flip was going to become a head coach, they were able to hold on to Kevin Stefanski, who was a candidate for the coordinator job, and I think makes sense as the heir apparent.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for your insight. Always good.
All right, thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate it.